Welcome to Mind and Movement, getting smart about how you move. I'm Hazel and thanks for joining me for another Move Note. Today, the book we're discussing is Ready to Run, Unlocking Your Potential to Run Naturally by Dr. Kelly Starrett with TJ Murphy. The key points we're going to focus on today are 1. Basic body maintenance. Do you do it? Number 2. Injury prevention is about performance. Number 3. Keep learning forever. Never stop learning. Number 4, the standards. There are 12 of them. Number 5, the thoracic spine and running. And the last key idea is hell on square wheels. Let's start with a quote from Kelly and TJ. They say, quote, although we may indeed be born to run, life in the modern world has trashed and undercut dedicated runners wishing to transform their running. The harsh effects of too much sitting and too much time wearing the wrong shoes has left us shackled to lower back problems, chronic knee injuries, and debilitating foot pain. In this book, you will learn the 12 standards that will prepare your body for a lifetime of top performance running. End quote. That's Kelly Starrett from Ready to Run. This book is awesome. I really enjoyed reading it and doing all the movements and tests described in it. Kelly and TJ have an informal and fun way of writing, and they make it personal with the runner-to-runner sections throughout the book. If you're a runner who lives in Western culture, then this book will help you to get rid of any hotspots. It will help you to understand the biomechanics of running and will guide you to make the right movements. Going through the book and doing all the mobility exercises will really put you in the driver's seat when it comes to reawakening your natural potential to run. Because we spend so much time sitting, our bodies have been shaped in ways that are not optimal for our ease of movement. On that note, let's dive into the first key idea, which is basic body maintenance. If you are a rare breed of human who spends all day in nature, then you can skip this section. Actually, you can probably skip the entire book. We evolved in nature, and daily activities like ground sitting, lifting heavy items, squatting to pee, climbing trees, walking a lot, etc., help to keep our bodies in good alignment and our muscles long. Over the last 100 years or so, we have done less and less basic daily movement and much more sitting. This means our bodies need help. Kelly and TJ's book will help you to reclaim some of your natural mobility and movement. Quote, all human beings should be able to perform basic maintenance on themselves. End quote. Can you? Do you know what movements you need to be doing to counteract your all-day sitting? Or better yet, can you change the way you work so you can stand for periods at work or even walk at work? Do you understand that your constant sitting is shortening your hip flexors and hence making your ability to extend your hip almost non-existent? Do you know how to perform basic body maintenance? If not, keep reading. If you are ready to take responsibility for your body and work consistently towards understanding how to keep your body in check, then you are going to make some sweet progress. Quote, the real game changer is the attitude we adopt in our lives as runners. The conviction that we are responsible for taking care of our running machines like a master mechanic would. End quote. And another quote, quote, in Ready to Run, I want you to explore a new way of thinking about those signal flares that the various tissues and structures of your body send up. If you find yourself trying to bury nagging chronic injury pain through common interventions like new shoes, inserts, ice, and ibuprofen, I want you to find a new appreciation for the signals you're receiving from your body. Whether it's arch pain, back pain, a dull ache in your hamstring, or a sharp pain under your knee, each of these signals is a cue to how you can unleash more performance. End quote. Are you ready to turn those painful spots into performance-enhancing opportunities? Great. Let's jump into the next key idea, which is injury prevention is about performance. That sore arch or outside of your knee is not just painful, it's limiting your performance. These painful hotspots, if you choose to investigate the causes behind them, can be gold mines that lead you to 1. Understanding your body better, 2. Becoming a better body mechanic, and 3. Getting rid of pain and becoming a better runner. Quote, this is what I want you to think about. If you have any of these three performance-sucking problems, and they tend to come in a set, then you're accelerating the burn rate of your joints and soft tissues each time your foot strikes the ground. Poor positions, restricted range of motion, habitual poor movement patterns. End quote. Have you got any of these performance suckers? If you're a Western human, I pretty much guarantee that you do. Quote, although your body is designed to last 110 years, you can shred through it in 20 if you try hard enough. End quote. Yep, if your biomechanics are poor, you can be rubbing through that knee meniscus, pounding through your plantar fascia, and grinding down your hip surfaces. Ouch. Quote, when you fix problems and retrain your body to move well, you also allow for greater performance, more power, more speed, and you'll be able to hold it together. End quote. Cool, so injury prevention is about performance. And to get better performance, you need to learn more, which brings me to the next key idea, which is keep learning forever. Quote, the path I am offering here will help you to solve problems and set your running free. Each problem you solve will help you tap into the athletic potential that's been hidden in the shadows, but new problems will crop up. End quote. Yep, new problems will crop up. You are never going to get to stop doing the work or corrective exercises. There will always be some area of your body or a skill that, because of a lifetime of neglect, needs a little more TLC. Think of it as a journey, not a destination. You are never going to get to a point where you can stop doing your correctives and keep running and running and running. Of course, as you restore your mobility and gain better movement patterns, you won't need to do as much. But then again, how much better can you get? Your potential is unknowable, so keep on doing the work and making the gains. Quote, problems are going to keep coming, and each one is a gift waiting to be opened. Some new area of performance you didn't know you had, or some new efficiency to be gained. End quote. There you have it. Fall in love with the process of exposing the next issue to be dealt with and keep learning and learning forever. When it comes to learning, you are going to want to make sure you have a good understanding of the standards, which is the next key point. The standards. Quote, in the following chapters, I introduce and explain the 12 standards that you'll use to complete a thorough assessment of your state of being ready to run. They are neutral feet, flat shoes, a supple thoracic spine, an effective squatting technique, hip flexion, hip extension, ankle range of motion, warming up and cooling down, compression, no hot spots, hydration, and jumping and landing. Kelly includes detailed descriptions of each of the standards with sequences of pictures of correct form. He also shows you what not to do and has pictures of bad form. I had heaps of fun going through all of Kelly's standards and seeing how I measured up. I've got a few things to work on, which is exciting. You are going to have to get the book to get the details of the standards and the tests, so get it. Here's the link, and there's a link in the note there to get the book. Back to the standards. They're all great. From my perspective, lateral hip strength, ankle dorsiflexion, and hip extension are the basic parameters to ensure correct biomechanics when running. The sedentary nature of modern life means that many of us are left with tight calves due to too much sitting and heeled shoe wearing, tight hip flexors, which means we can't extend our hip, and no strength in our gluteal muscles and hamstrings, which means poor knee, hip, and ankle mechanics. What I love about this book is that Kelly is not just giving us great tips to help us enhance our physiology and biomechanics, he is also there to cheer us on. He reminds us to be patient and creative in pursuing our running goals. He also encourages us to test and retest to track our progress and to keep at it. He urges us to have no days off when it comes to our running maintenance program. He asks us to give 10 minutes a day to ensure that we can recover from hotspots and run pain-free. I'm in. Thanks for the encouragement, Kelly. And on that note, let's talk about the next key idea, which is the thoracic spine and running. The spine is made up of three areas. These are the lower lumbar vertebra, of which there are 5, the thoracic vertebra, of which there are 12, and the cervical vertebra, of which there are 7. Many of us have very poor movement abilities in the thoracic area. the area of the spine that our ribs attach to. Using reversing cameras, too much sitting, and other cultural factors mean that we simply do not use this part of us very much. A tight and weak thoracic spine is usually the result of this lack of use. Kelly says, quote, "What are the consequences of a tight thoracic spine in a broken upper body, neck, and head position? Because the human body is a system of systems, the dysfunction is broadcast up and down the kinetic chain and manifests in problems throughout the body," end quote. Kelly then goes on to list problems in the knee, back, shoulder, and neck, and also mentions a loss of power. These are all issues that can be caused by poor mobility in the thoracic spine. Quote, "If you have neck pain or your shoulders roll forward because they are lacking external rotation, or you have a problem downstream because there's so much stress and weirdness going on in your lower back and hips, then pay close attention to the standard. A supple, organized thoracic spine is the place to start," end quote. Ha, Kelly cracks me up. I love his straight up attitude and how fun and to the point his writing is. "Do you have, quote, weirdness going on in your lower back and hips?" end quote. What do you need to do to increase your thoracic mobility? Get the book for the details, but start with keeping your hips still and rotating your spine left and right slowly. How far can you go? And let's talk about the last key idea here, which is hell on square wheels. What? Yep, there's a section of Ready to Run with the heading, "Why Sitting Really is Hell on Square Wheels." Quote, "If there's one critical takeaway from this book, it's that every minute you spend sitting is a minute spent with your hips turned off and positioned in a state of lazy flexion. Your hip flexors shorten as a result, and all that tremendous power that you should be funneling into your running gets diminished down to a trickle," end quote. Katie Bowman calls chairs casts. They cast us into certain positions, and over time we look more and more like chairs. Well, maybe we don't look exactly like chairs, but we certainly look like we sit in them a lot. Sitting all day shortens our hip flexors. We might spend 7 to 8 hours per day sitting, shortening our hip flexors. Let's say you are trying really hard to get your hip flexors longer and you decide to stretch them for 20 minutes a day. Go you! But how much progress do you think you are going to make when you are spending 7 to 8 hours in hip flexor shortening mode and only 20 minutes in hip flexor lengthening mode? Not that much. But what would happen if you transitioned wisely into a standing desk, then spent no time sitting in hip flexor shortening mode and 20 minutes stretching? Yeah, then you'd make progress and fast. Kelly continues, quote, "When you can avoid sitting or even open up a direct attack, set your phone or watch timer to go off every hour or so that you get up out of your chair and mobilize for a minute or two," end quote. There you have it. It's a quick look at this fun and useful book, Ready to Run. Get out there and stop sitting so much. Get those hip flexors back to their long, powerful state. Wake up and strengthen your lateral hips and stretch your calf muscles to get your ankle dorsiflexion back. And of course, enjoy your running. So here's a little bit more about Kelly Storett, the author of Ready to Run. Kelly Storett was born in 1973. He's a CrossFit trainer, physical therapist, author, and speaker. His 2013 fitness book, Becoming a Supple Leopard, was featured on the New York Times bestselling sports book list. He is a co-founder with his wife, Juliet Storett, who's a super lovely human, of the fitness website Mobility Wad. He has been described as a celebrity and founding father of CrossFit. Check out www.mobilitywad.com for more. Of course, I'm the author of this note. You can find more notes at mindandmovement.co.nz or get in touch at hazel@mindandmovement.co.nz. I hope you've enjoyed the content of this note, but please remember that it is not medical advice and should not be used as such. Thanks so much for listening. Have an awesome day.